I think there must be many things to prepare before you understand, before you read. Lotus Sutra. First of all, we say always, you know, Mahayana or Hinayana. So, what actually means by Hinayana or Mahayana is one of the many things which you should know. Buddha originally left teaching sometime for some special people. But even so, people who listen to that, hear the Buddha's teaching, maybe different understanding according to the ability of the people who listen, who hear him. So, actually, there are many various kinds of teaching in Buddha's teaching. We say Buddha's teaching, but in one word, but there are many various kinds of teaching included. But naturally, Buddha's teaching was divided into, as his disciple or his descendant, naturally divided into, you know, as it is so always. They were divided in some radical students and some more conservative ones. The conservative one was so-called Hinayana or Theravada. Even 100 after, you know, 100 after Buddha passed away, there were some events. Some radical students proposed to practice ten more practice. But some conservative students, Theravada students, called him his heretic. He is not orthodox, traditional, orthodoxical, traditional student. That is not what Buddha said. In this way, there was already some dispute. And they had later a second meeting to to unify Buddha's teaching. But at the same time, some group had another meeting, you know. In this way, there were Buddhists divided into. The conservative ones are mostre the ones who remembered Buddha's teaching and who had some record and who had some complete traditional text. Radical ones, the more put emphasis on Buddha's intention to leave his teaching. Why Buddha, you know, left this kind of teaching? That was the most important point for the radical ones. They didn't stick to scriptures only. And the conservative ones, you know, who wanted to oppose the radical ones, more and more systematized Buddha's teaching and analyzed Buddha's teaching in various ways. That is so-called Hinayana teaching. The Hinayana teaching, in one word, the teaching which Hinayana teaching, in one word, we say in Japanese, Sanze Jitsu Hottai Go. It means that Sanze is three, past, present, and future. It's Sanze. And Hottai is the teachings, analyzed. our mind and body, or subjective world and objective world in various ways. Like five skandha. Or do you know the teaching of five skandha in Prajnaparamita said? Five skandha is empty, empty. That's five skandha. Or sixth mind, or seventh mind, or eighth mind. That is how they analyze our subjective and objective world. And those, you know, elements were called Dhamma. And in China, they counted in 75 or 100. And those, you know, elements supposed to be substantial things. The Hinayana students thought in that way. And it is always exist in that way. But, you know, it is originally, you know, those elements were the result of the result of our analyze. They analyzed our mind, our mind works, you know, and they counted up the in 75 or something like that. As you know, Buddha's teaching originally, the most important teaching for Buddhist is everything changes is the most important teaching. It's rather difficult, maybe, but if you hear it over and over again, naturally you will understand. Eventually you will understand. Everything changes. It's the fundamental teaching of Buddhism, as you know. Nothing has a sense of nature. But when contaminated, Theravada students, interested in more and more analyzing Buddha's teaching and trying to authorize his teaching, something which was given to them, and because the teaching are something valuable, they wanted to protect it. While they are doing, making efforts in that way, they, after all those efforts, they set up something which does not change, you know, teaching. Teaching does not change. Teaching, Dhamma means sometimes teaching, and sometimes various beings. And it sometimes it means, various elements produced by analyze. And they put this, after all, they said, those teachings does not change. And at the same time, those elements which teaching denote does not change. And there is actually some element, some entity. But that is not anymore true, you know. That is not true. We say mind. But where is mind? Mind is not some substantial thing. We say eyes, you know. Eyes, when I was learning psychology, we started to learn how it was like physics, you know. Teacher draw, you know. What do you call it? Eye? No, this. Round one. Eyeball. Eyeball? Eyeballs. And nerve. Nerve. Disconnect to brain. You know, something like that. But we say eyes. Eyes is actually a part of the skin. And nose is also a part of the skin. And ears too. You know. So, you may say this is eyes, you know, but strictly speaking, all those eyes and nose and mouth and everything is part of our skin. Even our tummy is a part of skin. But we tentatively, for convenience sake, this is tummy, this is eye, this is nose, that's all. You know. So, Buddhists say, there is no eyes. No such thing as eyes. Tentatively, you know, this part of the skin, you may call them eyes. This part is nose. And this part is ear. Actually, we have, you know, nose and mouth and everything. But it is not any particular thing. There's some difference. So we may say there is eyes, but at the same time, even though it is different from other parts, but originally it is a part of it. There's no borderline between your nose and eyes or ear. From where is it? You know, belongs to ear. And from where your nose starts? No nose, maybe. Someone may say from here. Someone may say from here. All the way from your tummy to come to here.
What smell
That is function. Function of the, some particular part of skin. Skin. Like now, maybe you can hear it as a kind of joke. But it is true, you know. We understand, you know, in Mahayana teaching, we understand things from various angles. And standpoint we take is very free, you know, this way and that way. If someone says yes, and someone says no, and yes and no, they discuss until yes and no become same. That is more Mahayana way. And moreover, you know, the Hinayana students, when they talked about the mind, you know, mind is also, you know, something which exists, some substantial thing. You may call it, some people may call it a soul or something, you know. But no one knows the exact terminology of soul. And if, you know, if soul is actually, you know, mind is actually, you think you have mind, you know, but no one knows exactly what kind of substance the mind is. No one knows. But we, because we have various functions, you know, so someone must be there, you know, which has that kind of function. That is mind. So if you say so, it is too much, too far, when you don't know what kind of thing it is, whether there is mind or not. Before you know that, you say, there is mind, and that or soul, and that soul or mind is always some substantial thing. And it does not change. It is, it was like that in past time, and it will be like this. It will exist in future, as it exists right now. So they said, Hottai, every thing exists in past and present and future. They reached this kind of conclusion after trying to authorize Buddha's teaching in various ways. They went too far and they forgot original, the most important teaching of Buddha. That is what has happened to Buddha's teaching after Buddha passed away. Some people, you know, didn't feel so good when some students authorized Buddha's teaching in this way, in that way, because the Buddha's teaching more and more became far away from the original teachings. That was actually what has happened to Buddha. That is why Mahayana school became stronger. In Mahayana teaching, they, in one word, his teaching, their teaching was present. Things in this moment exist, but nothing exists in past or future. No, impostor creature. It doesn't actually. Things doesn't exist actually. That is quite opposite, you know, state to destroy the Hinayana statement of Hinayana. They said, Kami, Mutai, Genzai, Jitsu. So, as you must have realized, in Lotus Sutra, they put emphasis on present. That which exists in present time exists in past and future. But that past and future is quite different past and future of tomorrow's past and future and future's past and yesterday's past and future. That is more Mahayana mystic understanding. Maybe the same, but for us, right now, it is different. That is more Mahayana understanding of time and things. The Mahayana students observe things, one whole living being. You know. Everything is just one whole being. Like I said, we say eyes and nose and mouth, but it is actually one whole body, and those are a part of it. So, if you want to experience one whole being, there's no other way to experience it in this moment. That is more Mahayana teachings. Body and mind is the same. Living being, there is one living being, which is called, I don't know what is the name of it, but one whole being. It has various activities. And one activity, if we classify the activity of big being, it may be mental activity. And it may be the other activity, the physical activity. But it is one whole living being. That is more Mahayana thinking. So when, when someone stick to some idea or some substantial idea of A or B, that is more Hinayana understanding. When we put emphasis on interrelationship between various things, that is more Mahayana understanding. And that is more faithful to Mahayana understanding, more faithful to original teaching of Buddha. Selflessness. And everything changes. Everything changes means one whole being is taking all the activities. Continuously, they are taking activities. That is original teaching of Buddha. And Mahayana teaching is more faithful to the original teaching. Attitude of the student is also different. The Hinayana students put emphasis on self-realization. And Mahayana Buddhists put more emphasis on helping others. And to help others is why we should help others and how we help others. when you want to help others, we should know, we should have wisdom. That wisdom is based on everything is one whole being, one whole living being. So, you know, to help myself, if you want to help ourselves, himself in this process, you should help others too. And to help others means to help himself. And that is more Mahayana understanding. More asking thoughts in practice. One is very idealistic, the other is very practical. But if you read Lotus Sutra, you may say that is not so practical. But you know, if you see the underlying thought, you may amaze how practical it is. But hidden in that kind of power. I don't know what kind of understanding you have. So tonight, you know, I will not talk anymore, but I want you to ask some questions, and I want to answer. Your skin. What I said, you know, no nose means, you know, if you say, you know, according to, for instance, according to Hinayana teaching, you know, Theravada teaching, there's eyes. You know, eyes have, it is one of the important elements of and that is more independent element and more substantial thing and something which has self-nature. Self means, you know, something which has, you know, self. Buddhism is self-teaching of selflessness. But when I must explain this point too. Let me see. Buddhist teaching is teaching of selflessness, but Buddha didn't establish that kind of new teaching. But he wanted to correct their misunderstanding when they say self. So, because he doesn't want to establish any teaching, you know. So, if someone, when someone says self, and that self means something proper, then Buddha may accept it. Yes, yes, we have self in the self. If the self, if some appropriate meaning the word self has, Buddha would say, yeah, there's self. But when they have misunderstanding about self, he says, no, there's no such thing, self. self means, you know, to have. When Buddha did not accept self, that self means something which has self nature. And which has some special substance. That is self. So, something which has its own nature, you know, its own independent nature. That is self. You know, when you say self, you have your own character. And that is maybe a kind of nature. Your own nature. you call, you say you have sex. In the same way, Buddha. When Buddha says no self, he means by self, he means some independent nature, which is quite different from other natures. And accordingly, because of that nature, it has some characteristic, independent characteristics, that is self. And this kind of self we attach to it. And because of this kind of self, we make various mistakes, ignoring other self. You become very, very independent. And you become very selfish because of this kind of understanding. So Buddha said, no self. You say you have your own nature, but that is also universal nature. And you have your own characteristic, but little bit different from other parts, as many things. You should not point out some characteristic which is quite different from others. Mostly, your character is the same as others. So, that you say you have independent nature is wrong. That you have quite different characteristics. That is also not wrong, but not complete. That is what Buddha said. So what Buddha says is point at our misunderstanding. But he's talking about the reality. Things as it is. If someone makes some misunderstanding, he points out. And fundamental teaching is everything changes. And self-destiny. Because most people think things have its own nature, but there is no such nature exists. It is based on universal nature. Practice is also different. Hinayana, or Theravada practice, or actually there's no Hinayana. That is not tentative. I should say Hinayana. Hinayana practice is something like anaerobic. Evil nature or evil desire, which is very substantial and which is, you know, more materialistic. So, you know, like you can pull out your teeth, you know, evil desire can be annihilated, can be put out. That kind of practice. With that kind of idea, not this is too much. Something like this. So, to annihilate evil desire, and to attain the practice. But Mahayana practice, as there is no special desire, which is good or bad. So, to find out
two things. When you think something, you will become more dualistic with that dialogue. And you, because you stick to one side, you will have trouble against the other side. But that's just to be one. Two sides of the rock. If you stop sticking, these things. Why you call it evil is because you have wisdom on the other side. When you lose your control, when you lose your harmony, or when you do not, when because of your idol, without doing, or without trying to do it, you think but actually, if you do something, before you think, before you try to think, you think, I shouldn't. I don't want to think. Or I want to think. But if I think, because of thinking, I don't think. But if you actually think, when we say good, good means to help, to help our family. Sometimes it can be disturbance of our family. Yeah, Indra. When you get hindrance, when you don't, when you are watching something hindrance, but if you try to work on it, or to get hindrance, you know, others, then, because of the hindrance, you are too effort to come. The hindrance is not hindrance anymore. That is just way of reading. When you are involved in one or activity of deep impact, actually, that is our practice. And when you think you are quite out of the deep reality, and you are watching, and you are thinking whether we join them or not, there is an impact or encouragement. Because it's also try to understand it, but you cannot. But you do understand. But it's something you cannot do it best. Good is something you can. When you do something that is good, when you don't, that is bad. So you can say, doesn't kill you, but don't practice to kill you. It's difficult to understand. Doesn't kill you, but don't practice to kill you. Don't practice to actually, you are killed. You are out of. You are lost. As long as you are in think you, as if you are out of sick, then put it aside. And if you feel as if you are inside of the, of this Buddha world, then put it aside. Good and bad in its usual. Something black is good. Why we just wait for it? Wait, I wait. Just wait. Some other questions? Hi. If you don't see this, you will not have insight. Instead, I have to give you some chance to understand. So that is why I ask you to see. Yeah, but even though you know it, you need to. Even though you know it, if you don't feel so, that's it. What is, what I'm talking about is not to some better. Big wisdom. Big wisdom, you know. Big wisdom doesn't make sense. Even though everyone knows. But if we don't fear, it doesn't make sense. So, to fear, you know, the wisdom. And not to be caught by. Not to be caught by. You understand. And you are feeling at the same time. At the same time. It means you should continue to practice on and on to have new experience. Maybe, yeah. So, when you